Ephesians 2:11-13. Oneness and peace in Christ. Do not forget that you Gentiles used to be outsiders. You were called uncircumcised heathens by the Jews, who were proud of their circumcision, even though it affected only their bodies, not their hearts. Those days you were living apart from Christ. You excluded from citizenship among the people of Israel. You did not know the covenant promises God had made to them. You live in this world without God, without hope, but now you have been united with Christ Jesus. Once you were far away from God, but now you have been brought near to him by the blood of Christ. Amen.
Amen. Today's devotion. It is rather the task of Christian preaching to say, here is the church where Jew and German stand together under the word of God. That's a quote from No Rusty Swords. We seem to be better at identifying those who are not part of us rather than including those who should be a part of the family of God. We seem to be good at making distinctions between ourselves and others, Catholics and Protestants, evangelicals and charismatics, liberationists and conservatives, with the implication that we are better than the others. Yet, finally, it does not matter so much what ecclesiastical labels we wear. The central issue is whether we are responding to what God says in truth, love, and unity. Bonhoeffer's thought, our distinctions are seldom acknowledged by God. Now we will hear from our maidservant Cynthia, who will bring us the devotion.
Because of us being separated with God, because we weren't Jews, the Gentiles, it explains more into depth about that, because Christ chose Jewish people before he chose anyone else to follow him, and because they knew the covenant of Christ, Jesus. But Christ wanted all of us, because God does not just want the Jews, but we all had to be to go through circumcision, but not with the body, but with the heart. So the Jews knew that they were circumcised with their bodies, but that's why they were able to dislike us, because they felt like they were better because of that. But God knew that he was always looking at the heart, not being circumcised on the body. The key to this recollection, the blood of Christ, it is through the sacrifice death that believers were brought near to God, being the gap created by sin and alienation. One new humanity. Paul emphasizes that God has created in himself one new man in place of the two signifying the unity of Jews and Gentiles in Christ. This new humanity is characterized by peace and regulation, replacing the former hostility. Being in Christ, Jesus grants believers access to God, a provisional. Previously intimated, limited to those in covenant. I'm sorry, you all. With Israel. They no longer strangers, but brought into God's family, sharing his blessings of his promise. The passage we also underscore the hope that believers have in Christ contrast their former state of having no hope without God in the world. Their new reality of Christ, personal. Paul's words carry personal significance, reminding believers that they were once far off, but they have been brought near to the blood of Christ. This transformation should remember and be celebrated, recognizing the immense grace of love of God. Colossians 2:1-13. In him we you also were circumcised with circumcision, not made with hands, but spiritual circumcision, perfect by Christ. But stripping off the body of the flesh, while the flesh with whole corrupt carnal warfare nature with. I'm sorry, y'all. The covenant of the promise without hope and without God in the world, but now in Christ Jesus, you once were far away but have been brought near the blood of Christ. Romans, since we have Romans 5:9-10, since we have now been justified by his blood, much more shall we be saved from God's wrath. Though him, for that was 9, and this is 10. For if we are while we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to him through the death of his son. How much more, having been reconciled, shall we have been saved through his life? One in Christ signifies unity and equally among believers, emphasizing that in Christ, all are equal, regardless of background, status, and concept. Promotes unity, harmony, Christian community. Additionally, it speaks to the transformation power of faith in Christ, offering salvation, eternal life through his sacrifice. Father God, I thank you and I bless you that because of you, because of Jesus dying, we were able to have that relationship with you. I thank you, Father God, that everything that you have done, you've done it because you wanted us to be with you, Father God, that you have no preference. We just have to go by your covenant and be your covenant and your command. We had to be redeemed through the blood of Jesus Christ to be able to have that relationship with you. We're so thankful, Father God, that you chose us, that you wanted us to have that relationship with you. We honor you and we bless you, God. For even if we didn't deserve it, you knew that you wanted us with you. So we're so thankful that you chose us to be a blessing to your people, God. We love you and we honor you for everything that you chose to do. We bless the Lord Jesus Christ, and we thank you, Christ Jesus, that you died for our sins, oh God, and that you died for us to have that relationship to God, because without you dying, we wouldn't have a relationship with God. We're so thankful to you. We bless you. We honor you. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. I'm sorry, y'all. I got something going on over here.
Now, let's take 30 seconds to ask God what to pray and how to pray. Dr. Pam?
even as we pray today, we say we want your heart for unity and reconciliation. However, we're learning that words are not enough. Forgive us for our tendency to divide your family through labels and judgments, for seeing others as outsiders rather than brothers and sisters in Christ. We need our hearts open to your truth, that through the blood of Jesus, all are brought near to you. Father, it's clear that we've not dedicated enough time to be in your presence. We need more, and we need to keep coming back until we embrace everyone who names the name of Christ as those who belong to your family, until we respond to your call with love, humility, and oneness, until we remove every barrier that we've built. Thank you for guiding us to reflect your love as an all-inclusive process in everything we do. You said, whomsoever will, let them come. That's how we became part of your family. We will keep that in mind the next time we're separating instead of uniting. This prayer we ask according to your will and for your glory. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray right now. In your Son's name, we pray right now for healing. Healing for Dr. Pam. Healing for all of us, our Heavenly Father. On the prayer line and off the prayer line, we pray for peace. A special prayer for Dr. Pam. Touch her, God, right now. Pick her up. Let her rest in your arms. You know. You know what she needs, our Heavenly Father. We can only guess and go by what she say and feel her feelings. God, touch her. Touch all of us right now. In the name of Jesus, you know how far we can go, and you know when it's time to stop us. Help us stop fighting you in times when we need to just rest. Please, God, hear Dr. Pam. We love her. We all need her. When she hurt, we hurt. Touch God right now. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Awesome. Father, we had an agreement this morning. And requesting prayer for healing, Lord God, we bow before you with open hearts, acknowledging our deep need for your presence, your mercy, and your healing. Healing of our physical bodies, healing of our broken hearts, healing of our mindsets, Father. Lord, too often we are quick to notice who doesn't fit, who doesn't look like us, who doesn't think like us, or worship like us. We confess that we've let our prejudices and pride take the place of compassion and unity. Forgive us, Lord. Heal us from the sickness of division. Heal us from the hidden prejudices that cloud our vision.
Break the chains of judgment and superiority that keep us from truly loving one another. Replace them, O God, with humility, grace, and desire to see others as you see them. And Father, we ask not only for spiritual healing, but for the physical healing as well, for Dr. Pam, for those among us who are battling sickness, disease, and weakness in their bodies. Father, we ask for your healing touch. Stretch out your hand, Lord, and bring restoration. You are the God who heals. And by your stripes, Jesus, we believe and know that we are healed. Unite us, Lord, not by denomination or tradition, but by your spirit, your truth, and your love. Let our hearts be tender towards one another. Help us to listen more and label less. Teach us to build bridges, not barriers. As your word says, Lord God, let us make every effort to keep the unity of peace and spirit through the bond of peace. And we can't do that without you, Father. So we ask, Holy Spirit, come. Soften us where we are hardened. Heal us where we are hurting. Restore us where we are broken. And make us one, as your Son has prayed for us. Let us be known not for our differences, but for our love indeed, as your daughter emphasizes, as we lift her up on your holy throne of grace for healing. She demonstrates your love. Let us be known by your love, Lord God, for our willingness to reach across to other cultures and people across pain and say, you are my brother and my sister as a believer in Jesus Christ. In truth and love and in unity, we surrender ourselves to you, Father, and in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
God, the body is sick, the soul is weary. So God, go to the only place where you can find true rest in your arms. Is it too much to ask, O Lord, to heal Dr. Pam of her illness? Give her a humble heart, Lord. Let her know that her faith does not include not just her, but any of us from pain and suffering. You said our faith shall heal us. Our faith shall save us. Our faith shall make us whole. Lord, continue to love her and care for her, God. Lord, she knows. She knows that you can heal her. She knows that you love her. So, Lord, take care of her. Heal her throat, Lord. Let her get all the rest that she needs, God. Lord, she desires only your will. Make her like your Son. May Christ live in her. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 And Father God, I want to thank you for allowing the facilitator to step in. She didn't have to call no name, God. You had already ordained that. If it wasn't that one, it'd have been another one. I want to thank you, God. Let her know right now in her heart that her work down here is not in vain. Lord Jesus, thank you. Thank you for each and every last one of us teaching and learning from each other. Oh my God, what awesome God we serve. Thank you, God. Thank you. Oh my God, thank you. Thank you how you shows us each and every day who you are and what you have made us become. A liking like you. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Amen.
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 Thank you. Father God, we thank you. Thank you this morning for the word you gave us, one in Christ. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Father, that through the blood of Jesus Christ, we was once far off, but you brought us near. So, Father God, we give you praise that we no longer have to say we are separated from you through hostility. It has been abolished, and we give you thanks. You have made us citizen with your people, the saints, and a member of your household. Oh, God, we were once excluded, but now we are included. Oh, God, we thank you. We were once lost, but now we are found. Oh, hallelujah. We were once without hope, but now we have the hope of eternal life in Christ. Let us remember this day what state we was once in, how your son died on the cross that gave us the gift of grace and gave us hope. Help us to live a way that honors you and reflect your peace and reconciliation you have brought. And Father God, we pray that others too might experience the same transformation. Oh God, let us reach out to the lost, to the ones who are hurt, who can't find a way, that we may bring them near to you as you have brought us near to you through the blood of Jesus Christ, and that we found hope and that we can give them hope through our lives by being the light that you called us to be. And we thank you for making us one with you and your people, and for making us one through your Holy Spirit. And this I ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Tavir, you can close us out.
Father God, I thank you and I bless you. I give you all the glory and all of the praise. I honor you, Father God, for who you are. Oh God, we bless your name today, God, because you are still God today, yesterday, and forevermore. We're so thankful that you woke us up this morning.
Yeah.
We're so thankful that you love us, Lord. We're so thankful that you that Jesus died for our sins, oh Lord. We're so thankful just because you love us, God, even in spite of, God, when you didn't even want to, God, because of our sins, God. But you choose to love us anyway, Father God. And that's why you had your son to die, because you knew that would be the only way that we would be coming together, Lord Jesus. I'm so thankful that you did that, Lord Jesus, because I may have been one of those that you didn't love because of sins, oh God. But because of your son, he was a gap for all of us. So I thank you and I bless you, Lord Jesus. I pray for this nation, God, that whatever's going on in the White House, whatever's going on and who are leadership in government, God, I pray that you will know what's going on. You know who they are and you know their hearts. I pray that, Father God, that even if they don't give their life to you, that whatever they decide to do, you are still in control, because you know what you need to do. You already know because you're God. And we do not know how it's going to happen. We do not know what's going to happen that you have in store, but you know. So we trust you, Father God. We pray for the children that are home, that they stay safe with their parents. We pray for their parents, Father God, for those that are saved and those that are not. We pray, Father God, for their bloodline. We pray that they will have food to eat. We pray that they will be able to having fun during this summertime, Father God. We pray for those that are online, Father God, each and every one of them, that they are well, that they are whole, that they are good, that everything in their family, Father God, that they need, that you will bless them with, Father God. We thank you and we bless you for every need that has been needed for their families, including their bloodline, everything that they need for themselves, Father God, because you know every need on this line, Father God. We pray and we thank you and we bless your name for it, God, because we don't even know some of our needs, God, until you show it to us. That could be spending more time with you. Whatever the need is, God, we thank you, Father God. It could be finances, God. It could be at God's door finances, God. It could be health and strength, Father God. It could be anything that we need to get rid of, Father God. You know the heart. So I just pray that you help us all, God, that you deliver us from and set us free from bondage and things that we go through on a daily basis, God, that will help us to become who you called us to be, Father God, so we can do kingdom work, Father God. There are souls that need to be saved, Father God. We are depending on the souls, God, to get them to be with you, to have that relationship with you. Then they become disciples, Father God. Oh, Father God, help us, God, and show us the way. Let us see that what we're doing, we must depend on you, and we must spend that time extra with you so we can do kingdom work, God. And we have to deny ourselves of things that we choose to do and pray and ask you what you want us to do on a daily basis, God. We just bless you and thank you, God, for loving on us, God. We thank you, Father God, for each and every family member, Father God, that whatever they need from you, God, that you will bless them with, Father God. We thank you and we bless you for this day, and that if we are able to go out and witness, because the Holy Spirit gives us the person to witness to, we will witness to that person, Father God. We thank you and we bless you. We will tell them about the love of Jesus Christ and that he loves them so, and that his son died, and they will give a testimony if that's what you encourage them to do. We bless you and we love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Does anybody else have anything they would like to share?
Okay, before you guys share, I need to clear up a couple things. The first thing I need to clear up is there was not a Jewish nation. There was no such thing as Jewish nation. God didn't pick the Jewish nation. God picked Abraham. And as a result of Abraham's obedience, and the Jewish nation was birthed out of his son, Israel. Jacob, who then got named Israel. So he didn't pick the Jewish nation. He picked Abraham. And a part of his plan to reconcile the world. If we don't have rain, we don't understand sun. So if we don't know what not to do, then we won't understand what we should do. And so that was that path. Judaism as a specific religion or ethnic didn't even exist when Abraham was chosen. It emerged later because they were descendants of Judah, one of Jacob's sons. That's where that came from. The other thing is, God never not wants to love us, even when we're in our sin. So he is not pleased with us. He can be grieved with us, but he always wants to love us. When we didn't love him and weren't thinking about him, he sent his only son to die for us. And so we just want to make sure that we understand those two distinctions. Okay, Ms. Lula.
Okay, does anybody else have anything they would like to share?
Yes, I do. I do. I'd like to commend Sister Lula for stepping in for Dr. Pam. You know, as I was listening, and it reminded me of that little poem y'all said, everybody, somebody, anybody, nobody didn't do it, but Sister Lula stepped right on in and did that thing. And she did it according to 1 Corinthians 12 and 14 and Proverbs 27:17. Iron sharpened iron. Good job, Sister Lula.
Thank you. Thank you.
Amen. I would like to share something. You know, yes. Dr. Pam have led me to read the book of Jeremiah for understanding. I did not understand it, but the way she explained it, I understand it. But it's best to get my understanding through the Word of God, reading the Bible. And when she asked you to facilitate, I felt in my heart, knowing I'm not familiar with facilitating because I'm on the line every day and I should be learning how the format goes. But anyway, I honestly feel that if you would ask, do anyone feel like facilitating? I honestly believe you'd have got voices. God would allow voices to get on that phone and say, I'll do it. Another time you ask for people to do the devotion from month to month. From day to day, nobody won't say nothing. But in this particular situation, even when it came down to me, because when you asked her to do it, God had dropped in my spirit in Jeremiah 1:8, be not afraid, I am with you. Mm-hmm. I believe I would have jumped in and say, hey, I do it. I just need somebody to help me do it, but I do. I honestly believe God would have, he used Miss Lulu, and that is good. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for that. Thank you. But, you know, the Spirit of God. How he runs through this prayer line and through us. Honest believe, you'd have got a lot of, I do it.
Well, the thing is, they went through training to facilitate the line because it's a lot more than it seems simple, but I actually trained them when I went to Ireland, I think, or yeah, when I went to Ireland, you know, they were trained to do it. So Lula, Mother Crawford called her Lulu too, but Lula, she was trained, so she knew exactly the timings, and she has the flow and the paperwork, because I sent them all that information. But if you want to be trained to facilitate, then you need to learn how to use your computer. How about that?
Wait a minute. Did we have to go there, Dr. Pam? Did we really have to go there this morning?
Yeah, you opened the door. Think she ain't going to walk in? Mm-mm, get another thought coming your way. She walking right on up in there.
But I got to remember what he's saying, Jeremiah, be not afraid. And I'm just afraid I'm going to mess up and I ain't going to learn it. I really am, but
Sister
I'm praying.
Happy.
Stop.
You could do all things through Christ.
Right. Amen.
Strengthens you. Mm-hmm. And in him, you have more than enough. Mm-hmm. But stop that negative stuff.
Tell again, Ms. Lola. Tell again.
That's what Dr. Pam keeps telling me. Dr. Pam keeps telling me to tell again. Dr. Pam keeps telling me
You speaking that over your life. You speaking that over your I speak grace and mercy. I speak grace and mercy. And I speak I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Indeed, I am more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah. And you know, y'all, I have thought about going to the library like when y'all first started helping me, but I get by that library and pass. I said, well, I'll go back another day. You know, I'm just using excuses.
Yeah, we already know it. Stop the I stuff.
I'm gonna make a song like that.
I got this devotion come of I and thy. I and thy. I stands alone. Together we stand, divided we fall.
Amen. Amen.
Sister Happy. God got you.
Thank you.
Walk in it.
Amen.
I'm thankful this morning because, you know, God met Cynthia and I together.
Amen.
And this morning, we connected about 4:45 to have prayer. And ask God to use us for His glory. And Cynthia's laptop has died on her. All her information was on that laptop. So I'm just thankful for how God used my niece, my sister in Christ, this morning, how she persevered because how she had to juggle things. I knew what she was going through because we connect before we get on the line. And I'm just thankful to be connected with her because we support each other. And this morning, it was a little, but just as at 5:13, it popped up on her phone. And all we could do was praise God. So I just wanted to share, God is with us, and when He gives us something to do, He don't leave us hanging.
Amen.
He's right there, you know.
When I feel better, I'll call you. When I feel better, I'm going to call you, and Cynthia. Won't be today, though, but I am going to call you guys. Okay, we got
it. I want to share right quick. This morning I got up and I am extremely exhausted. I don't know where this fatigue is coming from, but I thank God that I'm persevering and pressing through. So when I say, Lord, it's another month.
Yep.
July. And I went to change the calendar, turn it over, and the inspiration says, don't count the day. Make the day count. I said, okay, Lord. Okay.
Wow. That's good.
Don't count the day. Let the day count.
That's good.
And Miss Carolyn, if you're exhausted, then take a page from my mistake. Get some rest.
Yes, ma'am.
Because we think that I went outside in the cold and that's how I got sick. No. Exhaustion brings down your immune system.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
When your immune system is depreciated, then germs are able, you know, germs are in the atmosphere. So they're not outside in the cold but not in the house. Germs are everywhere. But because of the way God created us, our immune system fights them. But if you are exhausted, your immune system is depreciated, and you don't fight as well. Your body doesn't. So take a page from my mistake. Ask me how I know these things, because I made this mistake. So don't make my mistake, Carolyn. Get some rest.
Amen.
Yes, amen.
Wherever the exhaustion came from, send it back there.
Amen.
Bye-bye.
Amen.
Dr. Pam, can you give me 2 minutes after prayer?
Yes. Yeah.
Thank
you. Yes, I can. So,
yeah, Pam, I don't know who's is Miss Kathy on the line?
No, she is not. And so the next person to dismiss us would be Mr. Danny, but he's getting ready for work. And so Miss Annie is next on the line to dismiss us.
Okay. And is everybody clear? Because I want today's devotion. Marilyn.
Evelyn.
Okay, there you go.
You ain't got to say it. Just hold your voice. Dr. Pam will motion it out today.
Well, there's only three, so I'll just get into those three.
Oh, honey. Oh. Sister Happy.
Okay.
All right.
Five. Six.
Okay, Miss Annie.
Okay. Father God, we just thank you for this day. It's a beautiful day because we are all awake on the line and you woke us up and you with us. And thank you for caring for us and taking care of us. You know how we are, each individual, and you love us. So we grateful for that. Today, as we go where we go, you're going to be with us. And we thank you for the souls out there that needs to be saved. We thank you for the loved ones that need to come closer to you. We thank you this morning, Father, for each individual helping the other one to get where we're supposed to go. That's what you call us to do, to help and love one another. So great is you, God. And you want us to be a great disciple as well. So we thank you. Show us what it is we need to do. But we thank you for our children's. And we thank you for our children's children. We thank you for our people that's out there that we know that's out there. And they don't know where to go or what to do. And they don't have a place to sleep. But God, you know where they are. So just someone to come past them today. Speak to them. Say hello. Smile with them. But we have to love on each other and help each other. That's what you want.
Yeah.
We study your word so we can understand what to say to someone about you. Not about us, by you. Because you are the one that really loves us. And you want us to just love each other like we do on this line. And I'm so grateful, Father. So thankful to you. And just let your will, perfect will, be done today. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen.
All hearts and minds are clear.
Good job, Miss Lula and Miss Marilyn. Good job. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Annie.
You all have an amazing day. Dr. Pam,
get some rest.
R-E-S-T.
Yes.
Alright.
Not R-E-S-T-C-T. R-E-S-T.
Get some rest. Please.
Yes. Yes,
hey, have a good day, y'all.
Everybody, have a blessed day, everybody. See you on the prayer line in the morning. Bye, everybody. Prayer line in the morning.
Yeah.